and the countdown is on. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten are going head-to-head in Sydney's West tonight. This is the first debate of the election campaign, and it's going to be a big test. It's the first time the two men have debated outside Parliament. They will do battle at the Windsor RSL tonight in the marginal seat of Macquarie. It's going to be one of those people's forums that we saw at the last election campaign. They're put on by Sky News and the Daily Telegraph. Both leaders will take questions from 100 undecided voters. And the man who's going to be in the middle of the whole thing, good luck to him, David Spears, the Sky News political editor, is on the line. Spearsy, good afternoon.
Hey, Ben. How are you going, mate?
I'm all right. These are very interesting because it's the first time we see them head-to-head.
Look, these are utterly unpredictable, these forums, can I tell you. Very hard to prepare for a moderator because it's entirely the people asking questions. So they can ask whatever they want. I mean, I don't know what they're going to ask. The leaders certainly don't know what they're going to ask. And you know, often it's the sort of things that journalists aren't necessarily focused on in the day in, day out of the election campaign. They can be very random. They can be, you know, what people might think are trivial things, but they matter a lot to that particular person. And it's, you know, as you would know, it's a lot harder, I think, for a politician to fob off a question from a real voter, with a personal complaint, than it is to fob off a journalist. So it's a different dynamic. And as you say, head to head for the first time outside Parliament. It's going to be fascinating to see how they go.
Give us a behind the scenes of how you organise this thing. When we say 100 undecided voters, and when it comes to choosing the questions, how does all that work?
So Galaxy Research, we commissioned the polling company Galaxy, you would have heard of. They a well-respected polling organisation. They go out and choose or find from their database and research the 100 undecided voters. That's to keep it at arm's length from us and from the Daily Telegraph, so there's no suggestion that, you know, we've handpicked these people or the telly has either. So we use Galaxy to do all of that. And then it's literally whoever in that room wants to ask a question sticks up their hand and they'll get to ask a question. So it's as simple as that.
Are the leaders able to jump in on each other? If Malcolm Turnbull's giving an answer and Bill Shorten wants to jump in and counter what he's saying, are they allowed to do that? Are there rules?
No, they sure are. Look, what we try and do, to tell you the truth, is keep the rules to a bare minimum. We don't want to get bogged down with, you know, you've got 1 minute to speak here and 30 seconds to respond there. We want to keep it free-flowing. We want to keep it conversational. You may remember the one 3 years ago. We had a few with Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott, and there was a great moment where Tony Abbott pulled up a fairly long-winded Kevin Rudd at one point and says, "Does this guy ever shut up?" And it cut through, not just on that night, but the whole campaign. It was a pretty devastating line. And that's the sort of moment that I think can really stand out in a forum like this.
When it comes to their abilities on their feet and debating, how do you reckon they stack up? You know them very well and you see them every single day in Canberra. Bill Shorten in one corner, Malcolm Turnbull in the other. I know you probably don't want to go putting your money on either of them, but where are their qualities when it comes to debating and thinking on their feet?
Look, you know, I do think they're both good communicators, good and bad communicators. They can both go on a bit, so they'll have to be careful about that. Bill Shorten's been doing a lot more preparation for these sort of events. He's done dozens of town halls over the last few months, but they have been things organised by the Labor Party, and it's a very different vibe when it's just you up in front of the people. It's very different when there's two leaders there together and you're arguing with each other as well as trying to convince the audience. So, look, he's probably done more preparation for something like this than Malcolm Turnbull. But, you know, this is a great opportunity for Turnbull. I think one of his biggest problems so far, early days in the campaign, is that he seemed to be out of touch with real voters. So this is a great opportunity, I think, to show that he can communicate, he can pick up the ideas and interests and issues, concerns of these people in a marginal seat like Macquarie, and sell what he's got to offer in this campaign.
It says a lot about you that you're the man chosen to be in the middle. We'll be watching tonight. I know your coverage starts at 6 o'clock, the forum starting at 7. We'll all be watching.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, mate.
David Spears, the Sky News political editor, that's on tonight, and there will be coverage, of course, on 2GB News.